time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Last show in July, hot as heck, classic summer day, but guess what? Only 4 short weeks before we get into high school football. I mean, it's right around the corner. You got to think it's right around Labor Day when things start. Practices will be starting in like 2 to 3 weeks. It's over. It's done. Summer is done. I love it. So I'm glad you're here. Weekly show here on MSONewsSports.com, and we bring the best of the best in the Valley to the podium. And today we got one of the best, Ryan Griffin. Remember him? North Andover, freshman on the Super 8 state championship winning. Remember they had the Super 8 back then? Baseball team. They knocked off the St. John's Prep, vaunted St. John's Prep, and they were like and North Andover was like the last seed. We don't get in too much of that because we're looking ahead and talking about the North Shore Navigators, where Ryan Griffin plays. He is a lights-out pitcher. He's really got a heck of a strikeout-to-walk ratio. Right-handed pitcher, getting into the 90s consistently and getting a lot of work with that North Shore Navigators team out of the New England Collegiate Baseball League. They play at Fraser Field in Lynn. It's an exciting take, cheap, quick drive from the Valley. Get down there and check those guys out. Local kids, Valley kids, North Shore kids, all over the place. Kids from outside of that. A lot of Division I college players and heck of a lower level division players, too. So as we talked, Ryan and I, we're not sure if the team's out of the playoff picture, but they were fighting hard down the stretch to make a appearance in that postseason. But if not, things will end. And it's a fast season, busy season. And we're looking forward to hearing from Ryan Griffin out of North Andover. After the break.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
All right, folks, Dom Nicastro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Listen up. This one's going to be special. Another sports world gathering you need to be at, bringing together the two absolute Boston legends for one morning only. Kevin Millar. We all remember him, 2004 World Series champ, fan favorite, the heartbeat of that Cowboy Up team, and his pal, right, quotes, pal, Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe icon who's been telling the story of the city's sports teams for decades. Dan of the Boston Globe, Kevin Millar, former MLB player and Red Sox great. Now, we know those two, why they're connected, right? Remember that before game 4 of the ALCS in 04? Millar telling Shaughnessy, hey, win tonight. We got PD tomorrow, Schilling game 6, and who knows what happens in game 7, right? And Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe writer, called him a pack of frauds. So Millar was basically calling him out on that famous moment. You know they'll be talking about that. But they'll be both live and in person at Sports World in Saugus on Saturday, August 16th. You heard it. Saturday, August 16th, 10 a.m. to noon. Sports World is reporting. It's very limited. Call them. That's the best thing to do. Call Sports World. See what's exactly going on, how you can get involved. 781-233-7222. Again, that's 781 833-7222. It's basically first come, first serve. If you want more information, give them a call. They'll take care of you. Phil Castagnetti and the gang down there are great. So if you're a diehard Sox fan, student of the game, or just someone who grew up yelling at Shaughnessy columns over coffee, I remember doing that in Dunkin' Donuts outside of Salem State. I was more of a Herald guy, but oh no, I grabbed the Globe many times too. Saturday, August 16th, 10 a.m. sharp. Get there early. Give these guys a great North Shore welcome. All right, the sports desk, we're back at it. And when I take away a region from the title of the show, that means we got a guy who can be on both shows. And this is Ryan Griffin. He is with the North Shore Navigators, a pitcher, and out of North Andover. So the Merrimack Valley love there. Ryan, what's going on?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Navigators are closing in on the end of the 2025 summer season. It's your second season with the Navigators. I know the team's got a losing record. How are we looking down the stretch? Is there hope for playoffs still or no?
After yesterday, I'm not positive if there's any hope left. But yeah. If we win both today, and I think we're still waiting on one makeup game to see if we'll play it or not.
Yeah.
And maybe if we win out, we might have a chance if a couple other teams lose. So just kind of waiting on games to be played.
Yeah, kind of a down the stretch, see what happens. Your fate rests in another hands of another team, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll see how it all plays out, but we do know for sure how you've been doing, and you know, pretty darn good, you know, with the Navigators this year. Got a win pitching wise, and ERA is, if I'm correct, about 2.25 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 13 games, 3 saves, and your strikeout to walk ratio is looking solid, 22.7. So if you could like sum up your whole body of work for the summer, what's been going well on the mound?
Just getting ahead early, honestly. I mean, I usually attack with fastballs right away, or I'll try to get ahead 0-1 with a cutter or an off-speed. Recently, we've been running out of pitchers, so it's been I haven't been able to pitch in typical situations where coach would have me pitch. So it's getting challenging, but yeah, I've just really enjoyed the summer so far. Just hopefully I'll get in at some point today and finish on a high note.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at your July alone, you know, from the 5th to the 27th, 6 appearances, you know, like the 5th, the 15th, the 19th, the 22nd, the 25th, the 27th. So you are working out there.
Yeah.
And that pace is different, you know, from... Well, not really, because you had some activity in like April and May for sure for Northeastern where you played. What's the biggest differences between your role at Northeastern with the Huskies and your role here with the Navigators on the North Shore?
Here, it's just a lot more volume with North Shore. Coach Mack, he is kind of old school, and he likes just throwing guys out for one inning, two innings if they're pitching well or had a quick one. So it's really just being able to handle the volume, to be completely honest, because you can pitch and pitch 25 pitches, which isn't a lot, but then you might be hot the next day or have to pitch the day after. So it takes some guys some getting used to, especially some of these guys were starters at school, so they're coming in and they're thrown in the bullpen and getting, instead of having one big like start and having to throw 70 to 100 pitches, they're throwing 20 pitches every other day. So it's definitely different. Not a lot of coaches do that in the NECBL, but
yeah.
That's also the good part. I mean, everyone gets to go out there and throw, and you kind of know that you're not buried in a sense. Like you'll get a next chance, which is good for a lot of guys. And Yeah, I've always enjoyed how Coach handled that with the bullpen pitchers.
Yeah. Yeah, and rewinding a bit to the spring, Northeastern had a great run, NCAA tournament appearance, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And very competitive in that. And you yourself, 7 innings, pitched on the whole year, and 4 of those were scoreless outings. So, you know, what would you say your role was in the Huskies? What did they ask you to do typically out of the pen?
Pretty much just go out and attack. Our motto at Northeastern is out of the bullpen, you have to go get that first guy. Get ahead, and just the first guy is most important. So, especially out of the bullpen, you gotta show elite command at Northeastern, pitch with a competitive edge, all of that. And I'd say the most important thing is just getting ahead 0-1. When you look at the stats, your success rate getting ahead 0-1 is extremely different than getting 1-0. So for me, that's the biggest thing. I always want to be in pitcher's counts. You kind of have more room to throw what you want, whatever you're confident in when you're up in the count. So that's pretty much what they want us to do at school, and that's what I carry on to the summer.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, that run I was talking about, you know, a CAA, is that Colonial Athletic Association?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, champs, right? You know, beating UNCW in the finals, 9-6, and then moving on to the NCAAs. And getting a win in the NCAAs must have been pretty darn cool. Bethune-Cookman, you guys beat 4-3. And then you lost to Mississippi State on your last game, only 3-2. I mean, you're playing Mississippi State to a 3-2 game. That must have been, you got the confidence boost going into next year. It must be insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of us are extremely confident. We're fired up to get back out there. And yeah, we definitely got a chip on our shoulders this year. We're trying to do better than we did last year. So our goal is always to win the conference. And then next year, we're going to win a regional. So that's how we treat it. That's how all of us are bought in for it. So we always have a good group of guys. I think our culture at Northeastern is the reason why we're so bought in, and we're all brothers pretty much. We're always hanging out with each other on and off the field. We're with each other 24/7. So the culture is a huge point for us.
Yeah. And part of that culture is having a lot of local guys, North Shore Wise and Merrimack Valley. You had your boy with you, also a right-handed pitcher. You both righties, correct? You and Brett Dunham?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about, you know, teaming up with Brett, and you guys were teammates, I'm assuming, on the,
yes,
on the 2018 state Super 8 state championship North Andover team?
Yep. Yeah, Brett's one of my really close friends. He's from North Andover, so we have known each other for a while. Playing on the same high school team was obviously a blast. Both pitchers, so we were both starters, and he was hitting, I wasn't, so it was really fun to watch him hit, because people were trying to see if he could hit at Northeastern. He was that good. So
yeah,
he's always been a very good leader for all the teams we've played on with each other. Team captain at North Andover High. We don't do captains at Northeastern. Just another part of the culture piece. We think everyone should be a captain. Everyone should be a leader. Pretty much that's how we treat it. So, but there are definitely leaders that go overhead and go over the top, and he was definitely one of those guys, and definitely a very good example for the younger guys. Showing shown everyone how to play the game, how to prepare in the right way. He's a beast in the weight room. He won some weight lifting award that we have at our ceremony. So he's all around just a dog for us. I wish he had another year, but yeah.
I love it. And then the North Shore contingent, you know, a couple from Hamilton and two of the North Shore contingents were draftees, Major League Baseball, right? Avan Cabral, also a pitcher, and then Cooper McGrath was drafted as well. Mm-hmm. So Cooper's Hamilton and Cabral, as we know, St. Mary's and Lynn. Tell me about those two individually and what you see ahead for them in a professional career. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I wish the best for them in the future and their pro careers. I think the sky's the limit for both of them. They're both extremely polished. Avan was my roommate my freshman year, so we kind of just we went through college together. Like we experienced all the new stuff together. So he's really one of my close friends. And Cooper McGrath transferred in for my sophomore year. So he was just one of those transfers that meshed right away. He bought into the culture right away. Very hard worker. Loves to do all the little things correctly. Great leader. Like he's always a helping hand for younger guys, whether it's med ball drills in the weight room, pitch grips, whatever it might be. But both of those guys, extremely talented. I'm very happy that they both got drafted. So
yeah,
just gonna see how it goes, and I wish the best for both of them.
Yeah, and I was gonna say how impressive the stature of Cooper is, and it certainly is. It's 6'8". And I was gonna say, man, that must be interesting, Ryan. But Ryan, you're 6'6". Is that correct?
Yeah.
So do you guys have basketball backgrounds too?
Yeah. I'm not positive about Cooper. I know he used to play when he was younger. I'm not sure if he played competitively in high school, but we all played like varsity basketball at one point in high school. I know I played up until my sophomore year, and then I committed and just didn't want to risk getting hurt. But that's also another thing with Coach Glavin. He loves recruiting just overall athletes. Most of these guys who come into Northeastern were multi-sport athletes.
Yeah.
In high school, we had a freshman this year who was a Gatorade Player of the Year for hockey.
Yeah.
And had, I think, Division I offers for hockey as well, and came to play at Northeastern. So, and it definitely translates. You can tell kids are just more athletic when they play multiple sports. It's just they're more rounded athletes.
Yeah. And you know, just from the pictures on the website, Cooper McGrath, you see like his step down when he's about to release. It's like he's almost halfway to the plate.
Oh yeah,
you know he's got that ball when you're hitting. I know how that looks. It's just like it's already at you when he releases.
Yep. And he throws fuzz. He's throwing 95, 96, and from that release point, it's like impossible to hit.
Yeah,
it's it gets on you quick.
Yeah. Where are you at right now, velocity-wise, on the fastball?
This summer, I've been 91, 93. I was up to 94.8 in the past. Like that's my highest. But velo's always a grind. Always got to be working at it.
Yeah.
That's why the weight room's very important with that. We have great strength coaches at Northeastern, Jason Aguiar and Jeff Ebbs, they took a turn for us, made a new program this year, and all of us bought into it, and it got a lot of us throwing harder. So Definitely props to those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And your velocity has increased in the three seasons so far at Northeastern, like freshman, sophomore, junior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the most part, I don't know anyone's velocity who hasn't increased at Northeastern. So
nice.
Yeah. Most people come in and gain at least 1 or 2 miles an hour sitting on their fastball, which is huge.
Yeah, 100%. Now you were obviously had a busy season with Northeastern, now a busy season with the Navigators. How do you with the Navigators life? I mean, obviously you probably had to have a day job, right? I mean, it must be tough.
It is tough. And I mean, you want to get in the weight room as much as possible. You don't want to be skipping meals because you got games every single day. It's really easy to fall behind, but yeah, working is not something I'm personally doing this summer.
Okay. Must be nice. Wake up late, go to a ball game.
Oh yeah. No, sleep's most important for me right now. So I'll be waking up around this time pretty much every day.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of early for an interview. 11 a.m. he was probably thinking. But like for real, I mean, that's probably speaks to why you're, you're doing so well there. I mean, the 22 strikeouts, 7 walks, the ERA super low. What's that like, the Navigators, to play it? Frazier Field's obviously great. What's the environment like on its best nights? The Navigators fans, kind of cool that you give the folks of the North Shore a little something to do on a summer night.
Yeah, no. Most nights when the weather's nice, the games get packed. Frazier's an awesome field. I think it's probably the best field in the NECBL. So coming to play for the North Shore is a no-brainer in my opinion, especially if you're local. Most guys are local. We have some host families, but it's a blast. They do concession deals, like they'll have $3 beer nights or whatever where it'll get packed. So having a crowd is definitely a lot more fun to pitch in front of. Some of the rainy days we'll have like 5 people in the stands.
Well, sure. Yeah Early Tuesday afternoon or something.
You're trying to just go out there and get your work in at that point. But it's a lot more fun pitching in a game where people are there cheering for you. And,
Yeah, sure is. I mean, in the competition in the NECBL is great. I mean, you get to D1 players galore and a healthy mix of other divisions and just... Yep. Kids who are just super serious about baseball and advancing and getting better. And it's a nice, nice product at the end of the day. Cool. All right. Well, lastly, looking ahead to, in a perfect world, your last season's coming up. That's nuts. At Northeastern. What does it look like if you had a perfect way to end a senior year? What will happen for Ryan Griffin?
My perfect way would be the Friday starter and get a lot of wins, pitch great, and hopefully get an opportunity to play pro baseball. That's my goals. That's what I'm trying to carry into this my last season. So that's everyone's goal at Northeastern. Everyone wants to play pro. So we're all learning off of each other. We're all building off of each other. So
yeah,
hopefully we'll have another great year in the books.
Yeah. And that Friday game, is that the first of a conference set, three game?
Three. Yep. Okay. So a 3-game weekend series. So
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Yep. 3 weekend starters and then a midweek starter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot. Like each weekend you're like, man, this is a huge series. Every series is huge, I'm sure. But then you get late in the season, like, oh, man, we're in the running here. And it's all about getting position for that conference tournament. That's what the ultimate goal of the regular season is, right? Getting in a good spot for the CAA tournament, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Our goal is to always, we want to finish the regular season in first place. Getting that bye is a big deal. And we don't want to leave anything behind us. And winning the conference is always the goal. You want to start off by winning the conference. You don't want anything to come down to a selection show. So, making that, winning that conference is just, it's difficult, but it's a lot of fun. This year was the most fun I've had on a baseball team.
Yeah. And, you know, for you guys to give Mississippi State that run, and play competitively against them and go out fighting like that, it was great and insane. It's like, you know, who's this team from New England? What, a Northeastern? Where are they even located? You know, and you make a name for yourself. You say, yeah, you don't know us now. You will at the end of the game. And
exactly.
Like, it's like playing a team from the South in hockey. Right. It's like, who are these guys coming up to Northeastern and trying to show, you know, it's the exact opposite. But man, you guys proved you can do it. And who knows for 2026. So Ryan Griffin, best of luck with the North Shore Navigators. Catch them at Fraser Field. Season's winding down. There's like a week left pretty much, right?
Yep. Couple games left.
Yeah. Your last chance to get in, unless the Navigators pull it off and sneak into the playoffs. We'll see. The time this airs, it might be a done deal whether they go or not. This airs Thursday of this week. So we'll see. Best of luck, Ryan, and we'll catch up 2026.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one, bud. Good luck.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill. Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Ryan Griffin, North Andover. Great interview. Basically hitting up all these Northeastern kids, right? From the Valley. Good stuff all around. His teammate there, former teammate from North Andover, had a great career at Northeastern. So it was good to hear about him as well. Remember, we had our former intern on. He's the play-by-play guy for Northeastern. My boy Luke, and he told us all about these local kids in that interview too, so we had a good idea of who these kids were. But super awesome to get the big picture from our pal Ryan Griffin, and his pal was Brett Dunham out of North Andover, who they were teammates on that state championship team that beat the Prep back in 2018. And Ryan Dunham had a heck of a year. CAA all tournament team, all CAA honorable mention. So he was great. He was 3-0 on the mound. Was he 3-0? Let me see. Wins, losses. 2-0, it looks like, with 7 saves, if that's updated. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's this season for Dunham. And then overall in his career, he was 3-0. So never lost a game in his career. Pretty cool. 8 total saves. Had 7 saves this spring for the Huskies with a 1.84 ERA in 19 appearances. Finished 2-0. His strikeout to walk ratio, 31-8. Not bad for Mr. Dunham. So great stuff. Great stuff. The North Andover duo, pitching duo, doing big things. for Northeastern, and Ryan with the North Shore Navigators, like we just talked about. So, all right, well, that does it for today's show. For the most part, just scanning the headlines real quick, see if we didn't miss anything huge. July and August is about like Legion playoffs and finishing up some summer tournaments, 7-on-7s. But before we know it, we'll be back on the fields. Field hockey, soccer, football, what have you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Volleyball. So looking forward to that stuff in the Valley. And thanks for tuning in to the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Come join us next week. First show in August will be next Thursday. Hang in there.